1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden on stage at the Democratic National Convention as delegates chanted "Thank you, Joe" during his speech.
I can honestly say I'm more optimistic about the future than I was when I was elected as a 29-year-old United States Senator. I mean it.
The president delivering the first big speech of the convention, not the last. That will now be Kamala Harris, who will accept the nomination on Thursday. Dozens of protesters broke through a security fence near the site of the convention on its opening day on Monday. They were arrested and detained. The Israeli military says it's recovered the bodies of six hostages taken in Hamas's October 7th attack that started the war in Gaza. A forum for hostage families says they were kidnapped alive. Hamas says some captives have been killed. British tech magnate Mike Lynch among those still missing after the sinking of a super yacht off the coast of Sicily this week. This is ABC News. Layoffs at GM, about 1,000 salaried workers in its software and services division at General Motors losing their jobs worldwide. It's one of those combinations a lot of people might not expect. Bob Dylan and Ronald Reagan? Here's ABC's Jason Nathanson, who has more.
Oh, the times.
The times are changing, all right. An upcoming movie about the life of Ronald Reagan will feature a song from Bob Dylan. And the 60s counterculture icon isn't just allowing one of his tunes to be used. He recorded something special for the soundtrack, a cover of Cole Porter's 1934 classic, Don't Fence Me In. The song will play over the credits. Dennis Quaid plays Reagan in the film, which stars Penelope Ann Miller as Nancy Reagan and John Voight as a Russian spy. Reagan hits theaters August 30th. Jason Nathanson, ABC News. Hollywood.
And police in Detroit hunting for a fire starter. A man caught on video breaking the window of an SUV parked at a post office, pouring something inside and then lighting it on fire. The SUV owner, a postal worker, says she has no idea why her car was attacked. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC. Serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The four men accused of killing Devante Mitchell outside a Milwaukee hotel will stand trial for murder. According to the criminal complaint, two security guards, a bellhop, and a front desk worker pinned Mitchell to the ground in June. They're each charged with being party to a felony murder and could face up to 15 years and 9 months in prison. In a hearing Monday, all four were bound over for trial. They're expected to enter pleas on Thursday. And Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz are headed to Wisconsin Tuesday. They'll host a rally at Fiserv Forum. These rallies have become big, energetic events, so you can expect a lot of people in the Deer District area. Walz at the Democratic National Convention Monday.
Just came from the Wisconsin breakfast, and the blue wall is solid, people. The blue wall is solid.
Civic Media will have special coverage all week from Chicago. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Cardinals open up a three-game series tonight at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. Milwaukee's Frankie Montas against the Cardinals right-hander Eric Fetty. The Brewers with an 11-game lead ahead of the Cardinals in the division, coming off that sweep of the Cleveland Guardians. The Cards losing to the Dodgers Sunday 2-1. NFL, Packers back at practice after losing in Denver 27-2. Quarterback Sean Clifford on what he could have done differently in the game.
It's tough to say just now, broadly, speeding it up a little bit, I thought that there were some plays to be made where my eyes were just late. When you're playing guys like Pat Surtain and you know, the Broncos once, you just can't be late. And if you are, it's going to either, you know, result in an incompletion or an interception. So I thought that was, you know, when we had plays and we made plays, it was on time.
That's Packers backup quarterback Sean Clifford. They face the Ravens Thursday in a joint practice. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high today in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy in the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. Highs in the upper 70s. Same for Thursday, sunny in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Pete Schwabba.
The Next Nightlight is only available on Facebook, X, and YouTube. I discuss America's favorite movie snack with popcorn guru Chris Anderson. And award-winning director Justin Superstar joins me to talk about his new film.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Mad Radio, WMDX. Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
WMBX 92.7 and 1580 AM, the John and Gordy Family Show. Catherine Lake is at the DNC, a big event last night. A lot of celebs, a lot of former politicals, a lot of speeches, a lot of speechifying, a lot of impressions were made, a lot of friends.
It was a festive occasion.
It's a festive occasion.
Yeah, protesters outside knocking down fences.
Yeah.
Just like the old days.
Yeah, just like the old days. Yeah. And we're looking forward to that. You know, a little violence, a little peaceful violence.
Sure. Peaceful violence. I like it. Yeah. Yeah, it was a good start to the convention.
You know, funny thing, yesterday we didn't talk about all the protests that happened on Sunday.
Sunday.
Prior to the convention.
Yeah. Yeah, they were
we never talked about that.
Early start.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's Tuesday.
Well,
yeah. Yeah. We move on now.
We made it to Tuesday.
We made it to Tuesday.
Big night of speeches.
We'll check in again with Catherine Lake a little bit later on, get the latest on what happened last night and see what they have going on today. And also today, J.D. Vance is in Kenosha, and Kamala Harris will be in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And we'll get more on that. As we get into it this morning, it's Tuesday, the 20th day of August, 57 cool degrees this morning. Nice and clear outside our window this morning.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. It is. It's beautiful. It's going to be a wonderful day. A few clouds. Let's check out the high temperature. Get the balls out. Let's get the lottery balls going.
There we go.
Okay. Yeah, they're jumping around there. First ball is a 7. Okay, second ball is a 1, high of just 71 today. A little bit cooler.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, very mild, but it's supposed to heat up again. Oh, I don't know, in a couple of days. We'll check in with Brittany Merlot a little bit later on.
It was supposed to get up to the 90s, wasn't it?
Eventually.
Didn't she predict that?
I think in the weekend forecast.
I'm holding it to it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to make sure that we get those 90-degree temperatures again.
Well, I hope so. We're not done with summer yet.
No.
Not quite yet.
No.
A little bit later on in our 7 o'clock hour, we'll be giving you a chance to win Mount Olympus tickets up in Wisconsin Dells. That comes up after 7. Okay.
And certainly stick around later in the hour. We'll have Art Paul Schlosser as our guest again.
Yeah.
He's always got a new song.
He does. He's got I think he writes a song at least once or twice a day.
Sure.
Just because. You know, he just wants to add to the library and send something else to Dr. Demento. I think he probably is the number one guy that sends stuff to Dr. Demento.
I would think so. He always brings it up when we're talking to him.
Yeah.
Well, I sent another one to Dr. Demento.
Well, they're good friends.
So he's got a program, mate. Yeah. He's got a podcast, same length as his other other shows. So right. he continues to continue.
That's it.
That Dr. Demento, how old is that guy?
I don't know. We could look
he
that
seemed
up.
Seemed really old when we were old.
Yeah, and what's his real name?
Yeah.
I've never known that. I don't
well,
think.
Let's expose
let's
that
see
today.
If Sam is dialing up something.
His
here.
Real name is Barrett Eugene Hansen, born in 1941. He's 83.
83 years old. If you've ever seen the movie, okay, what was the movie? What was, Weird Al.
Weird Al.
Weird Al movie. Mm-hmm. Did you see that movie?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Are you talking the biopic or UHF?
The one that he's in.
Oh, I have not seen it. It's on my watch list.
Oh, you gotta see
it's
that.
It's a fun movie.
It's hilarious.
It is good.
And tons of cameos in that, too.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what's happening on today's National Day calendar, shall we?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Let's take a look. God, it's my favorite time of the day.
Hey, rise and shine. Shake your leg. Up and at 'em. Top of the morning to you on the National Day calendar today.
All right.
Okay. Is it National Accessible Air Travel Day? Is it National Chocolate Pecan Pie Day? Is it National Radio Day? And or is it National Radial Tire Day? Which day is it not?
It's not National Radial Tire Day.
You are correct, sir.
Thank you.
I'm making these easy for you because I know you're still kind of the walking wounded. You're still not quite 100%, are you?
Has it ever appeared easy to me? No. No.
I guess not.
All right.
Yeah.
Stop trying.
Okay. I will. It's National Accessible Air Travel Day. That just rolls off the tongue.
It sure does.
Why would they have a day just for this? You know?
Propaganda to me.
Pete Buttigieg is the head of the National Transportation Board. Yeah. I wonder if he came up with this, National Accessible Air Travel Day. You know, he was in town. He was in town Sunday.
I did not know that either.
I just found that out yesterday. I'm like, Pete. He didn't look me up. He didn't call me. I used to see
him. You and him were really good friends. I mean, you know, always talked. You always exchanged quips and stories.
I would see him all the time in South Bend, Indiana, when he was mayor, you know, Mayor Pete. And see him just walking down the street. Very accessible guy.
Well, this is right up his alley. I mean, he's been improving transportation in this country.
Yes, since the Biden administration took over.
And this is what we have today. We have...
National Accessible Air Travel Day. It focuses on the need for accessible air travel for people with disabilities. See, it's all a good thing.
There you go.
Today, we highlight the need for accessible air travel for people with disabilities while providing education and recognizing achievements made to assist people with disabilities.
Yeah,
what?
I'm just looking at my camera. You know,
Why do you have a ghostly appearance?
I know.
Casper the Friendly Ghost.
I am thinking the next step you're going to see is like blood dripping from my mouth and from my eyes. It doesn't look real. I don't look alive.
You look like a cartoon, actually.
God, what is this?
I don't know. Why is the lighting so weird on your side of the table?
I don't know. I mean, John, maybe you're going to have to start like putting on TV makeup in order to look normal on camera.
I swear I have color. I don't understand.
I don't get it at all. That camera, there's something wrong with the camera.
That's it.
I think it needs to be registered. You know, they register cameras. You know,
oh, they
you
do?
Check the color balance and all that in TV stations. Okay, we've had enough of National Accessible Air Travel Day. But yeah, if you want a thrill, you know, tune in to Facebook or YouTube and check out John's appearance. Again, looking like a vampire.
It's outrageous.
What if we switched cameras or just switched places?
No.
Maybe I'd look different on your
camera. No, I don't think so.
It's National Chocolate Pecan Pie Day. National Chocolate Pecan Pie Day lets you have your chocolate and get your pie, too. What?
And your pecans.
And your pecans. It's observed each year.
Yeah.
What? On July 12th. Well, this is not July 12th. Why is it? I'm on the right day.
Are you?
I think. Hang on. Yeah, it's August 20th.
Maybe they're not really good timekeepers over at the National Day calendar.
Let's move on to National Radio Day. We should know all about this, right?
Right.
Sure, we should.
We were going to celebrate.
We are celebrating. National Radio Day.
We are celebrating today. Yes.
Celebrate. Yeah. Recognizes the great invention of the radio. Celebrate the news, information, music, and stories carried across the airwaves. Several inventors participated in the invention of radio in the late 1800s. Amazingly, not just one person can be credited with its beginning. Instead, each component developed through invention and discovery. As these technologies converged, the radio came to life. Okay. There was a guy named Henrik Hertz, H-E-R-T-Z. His research proved electricity could be transmitted wirelessly. That's what he proved. That he was in Germany. Elsewhere, the prolific inventor Nikola Tesla, I'm not sure which pronunciation is correct, but he patented a bunch of different inventions that led to radio. He provided radio with the Tesla coil. And then he was born in Croatia. Tesla contributed many patents, blah, blah, blah. And then we get to the Italian, Guglielmo Marconi. He got the honors of inventing something. He did something.
He's the guy who he's the guy who commercialized radio for the first time.
Thank you, Sam. And I think that's all we need to know about. There's one more guy they reference in 1906, Reginald Fessenden. He created the first radio broadcast of voice and music purely for entertainment purposes. 1906.
That should be celebrated.
Yeah, the Canadian-born scientist would go on to many more successful inventions in his lifetime.
A Canadian?
Canadian, oh, gosh.
Ah.
Yeah. By 1931, two out of five homes owned a radio. Two out of five in 1931. By 1938, four out of five owned a radio. See, it really just took off. And then...
Did you have one of those old tube radios?
Yeah, of course.
When you first turned it off?
Yeah, well, what do you mean? When I was a kid?
Yeah, sure.
Well, that's all there was, that's really. Pretty much that's all you could afford.
Late 50s, early 60s, the transistor came along.
We had the transistors, but did you have the radio with the tubes?
Yeah, big console radio.
Yep, and searching out all the radio stations at night, getting everybody from all across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of those old radios also had shortwave in them.
Yes, you know, just like they did.
Yeah, it was so bizarre to listen to that.
I don't think I ever got too much on the shortwave.
No, they didn't have good antennas back then. Yeah, so National Radio Day, and here we are on the radio again after all these years. Okay.
Boy, Sam? Are we celebrating. No one brought any champagne in, no six-pack of beer.
Uh-uh. Sam, we were relying on you to bring in that stuff, but you failed us once again.
It's not that special of an occasion. I think the 200th show that we had last week was a pretty special occasion. Yeah. I was going to mention yesterday, John, when you were back in the studio, was it like when you were gone for 1 week, was it like another 29 years had passed? And you had to remember everything all over again?
Yeah. In fact, I feel that way this morning.
Oh, boy.
You're still a little discombobulated.
I am. I am. You could tell by the color of my skin.
Yes, wow. You do look a little peaked.
Yeah.
A little faint. A little white. Very white.
Anybody have any white fake blood? I just want to drip some down the side of my face make it look...
We got some ketchup packets in the refrigerator. When we come back, we're going to check the history books.
Yes,
Sam has got a whole bunch of really great history for us to explore. 18 minutes past the hour. We're just getting started on a Tuesday morning in downtown Madison, overlooking State Street from the studios of WMDX, the global headquarters of Civic Media International.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The jingles.
Yeah, the jingles sometimes were the best part.
WMDX 92.7 and 1580 AM. Hope you're having a very good morning so far. We're trying to struggle through the National Day calendar. I think we've completed it.
We
put a stake through that.
right?
let's go to the history books.
Yes.
And page through that. There must be something interesting to take a look at.
There is. There's a couple interesting things.
All right, let's see.
All right, Sam.
We'll play a little bit of this later, but we had to come in with Video Killed the Radio Star. Today in 1882, the 1812 Overture premieres.
Okay. That was a big one.
It was, but
a big hit.
On the top 40 charts.
Yeah, it was.
It made it number three.
Of course. It's funny because in the score for this overture...
Yeah.
It specifies cannons as an instrument.
Right.
Oh.
And in some performances, they actually get out and use cannons. They perform it outdoors, and then there's just explosions going on as the finale of this thing comes along. We'll get that for you.
Explosions are cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, they had a contest who could catch the
cannonball.
Yeah.
Did you participate in that, John?
Well, I set it up. I set up their very first one.
Is this referencing something that I'm unaware of?
But it killed a few people. And
yeah, we
a
don't
small
like to
price
talk
to pay.
We don't like to talk about it.
What else?
Boy.
Another failed Jen and Gordy bit. Oh, God.
It was a radio stunt gone bad.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can't win them all.
No.
Today in 1940, Leon Trotsky, he's assassinated by one of Stalin's operatives with an ice pick.
An ice pick?
Yeah, this is a crazy story. So I forget what year exactly, but Leon Trotsky, he was like involved with the Communist Party in Russia in the early days. And once Stalin took power, he started like getting rid of all of these former Communist leaders.
Sure.
And so Trotsky, he'd been exiled from the country and he was like a refugee and he kept getting tracked down by all these assassins wherever he went. Finally, in 1940, he was living in Mexico and he gets attacked by this dude with an ice pick. It's like it looks like a pickaxe, something you'd use to climb an ice wall or something like that.
Lord.
He survived for a day. The dude like lodged this pick in his head and he was walking around with it in his head.
No.
And he almost killed the guy in response, like he was fighting with him.
Oh.
He unfortunately died the next day, though.
Wow.
Crazy story.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sounds like a scene out of a movie.
Yeah, it really does.
That can't happen.
So they just left the ice pick in his head? They didn't try to...
Well, like he went to the hospital to get medical attention, and I'm assuming they took it out there, but he didn't survive. You can't survive that, I don't think.
No, you really can't.
That's awful.
Let's
I'm not
see
a doctor, but it doesn't sound survivable.
Dr. Johnny?
Yes, no. Dr. John.
Yeah. Okay.
Johnny Fever.
A couple other things. Today,
hey, there it is. See?
There's another
KRP.
National,
we should have gotten some
national radio from today. Yeah, maybe we can play some WKRP.
We'll dial it up.
Okay.
Today, in 1978, Voyager 2 is launched.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm rooting for Voyager 2. It's
still out there, right?
It's still out there, and it's still working. It's stopped working a couple of times.
That's right.
Yeah.
By pure luck, it sometimes comes back.
Well, so, I think the aliens are, you know, they've got a hold of it, and they're messing with us.
it sounds like American technology, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I had that problem with my tube radio for a lot of time.
Really?
Yeah. You never knew when it was going to work and when it didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
hot. Just give it a smack
it
until
was,
it
yeah,
starts
Yeah, you give
working.
It a smack.
Impact maintenance. Yeah. Yes. Tube radios. They're still, you see them in, you know, in antique stores or out there here and there. Right. I've got a couple at home just that are cool looking, but they don't work. And
you know,
it's hard to get the tubes. You have to get them imported from Czechoslovakia or somewhere.
Those fan blades, you know, when you used to turn the dial and those blades would move throughout the other blades.
Yeah. That was cool.
I don't know how that worked.
I don't know either.
A tuning capacitor.
Is that what it is?
That's called
is
that.
Do you have a tube radio at home?
I don't know if I have any anymore, but I've worked on a number of them.
Did you guys, when I was out, I sent a few stories. Mm. Did you get to the story about A-tracks?
No.
No, we didn't.
Ah.
I don't think I even saw it. I saw the headline. I don't even remember what it was, though.
Yeah. Well, I have to find that.
Okay.
Because we'll save it
that's
for the leftovers.
A big thing. Well, I mean, Tim Walz was very hot on A-tracks. Explaining it to his kids.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you worked on that 8-track that we gifted you a while back?
I did. I got it working. I still don't have any tapes to play on it.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got one I found at home. It's like a beautiful music 8-track tape.
Oh, boy. Something
you could
from
have that.
Mail order or
could,
whatever?
No, yeah. It was. I don't know if it works anymore.
Oh.
Let's see. Okay. Let's see. Oh, you know what? I was going to mention this a little while ago, but I'm going to tell you now that the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison.
Sure.
You can sleep better and you can dream bigger dreams. That's what happens.
Dream bigger dreams. Wow.
It says dream bigger right here on handcrafted locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east side or west side or online at verlo.com.
Maybe you should check them out. Say you were talking earlier, you keep waking up at like 3 a.m.
I do.
Maybe if you dream bigger dreams, you'll sleep longer.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Well, I went to Verlo about a week and a half ago, and I'm still checking out which mattress is going to be the best because they custom make them. You know, they make them right there. I went to the west side location. Yeah, I got to tweak it a little bit. I don't know, you know, the firmness level, all that goes into
Well,
it.
Yeah, you got to know what firmness your
you're sleeping
body
on.
Works best with. Now, you know, I've got big suggestions about the kind of bed you should have, the kind of mattress you should have. Yeah. No one wants to know, but I...
what do you mean?
I have thoroughly researched this. And then when you get to be, I don't know, about 60 years old or so, you start getting the bed that can be adjustable mechanically. And if you think that that's expensive, it is not expensive at all.
Really?
Yeah. It raises your knees. It raises your feet. It raises your back, your head. You don't have to adjust pillows. You don't have to have a stockpile of pillows to hoist yourself up on. Now you can just, you know, hit a button and raise yourself up. And
what you have?
We have that, yes.
No kidding.
And it's wonderful.
You love the gadgets and gizmos.
Well, that's not
just like mechanical.
No, there you go. You bring it right down to the gadgets and gizmos. But it's really a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you like struggling with tons of pillows and saying, well, this will work?
No.
My neck hurts.
No, I don't.
Well, then you get one of those mechanical beds
that
works with a mattress, a foam mattress of some sort.
It's a great
foam
idea.
Foam composite mattress?
I think I should do that.
He doesn't care.
Anything to move it forward.
All right.
Okay, I'll put that on the list of things to do.
Yeah. Now, if you had one of those fitness watches, you know why you get up at 3 in the morning.
Clunky-looking fitness watch. I don't want that. I don't like them.
All right.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, no, I'll just stop on that one.
Okay. It's 28 technology. Minutes past the hour. In a little while. Art Paul Schlosser will join us.
Yes.
Our old pal. He'll come in with some new songs for us to enjoy. Also, we've got Mount Olympus tickets after 7 o'clock to give away. And a whole lot more coming up on the John and Gordy Show. We've got Idiocracy
around
the corner, right?
Yep.
Yeah? Anything special with that?
Well, you know, we've got Kamala really bragging about the border policy that she put in place.
Yeah.
And Hillbilly... elegy, whole thing.
And we'll check in with Catherine Lake from the DNC in Chicago. All coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack was in the Milwaukee area yesterday, focusing in on climate smart practices that farms have employed. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. It's been about a year since USDA sent out checks to its Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities program recipients. One of those was the DeLong Company. Their port facility in Milwaukee, Vilsack says, is an example of how farmers are seeing more money paid for their climate smart products.
We heard from the DeLong Company today that has an interesting relationship with a distillery that's making vodka, gin, and bourbon here in Milwaukee, and using a product that was produced by Wisconsin producers to be able to make those spirits. And they're excited about the fact that they have over 300,000 acres engaged in this activity as one of our climate smart projects.
That's U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack visiting with us yesterday from Milwaukee, where he was focused in on partnerships for climate smart commodities. He says Wisconsin has 28 climate smart projects that are engaging hundreds of farmers across 46 major commodities in our state to focus in on battling climate change. Markets in overnight electronic trade this Tuesday morning. Corn and beans back trading lower. Numbers are next.
The Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, it's been around for a while. Unfortunately, a lot of us don't think about it until the end of the year. Now is a good time for not only farmers, but also their seed suppliers, their agronomists, their crop consultants to think about it as well. Sean, a lot of people at first will be, well, it's just for bragging rights or maybe the money that is part of the reward. But it, from your perspective, it's about a whole lot more than that, right?
Yeah, Pam, what I really learned from the yield contest is that farmers are always trying innovative new technologies out there in the field. And what they can do then is basically see how they work in these smaller field situations, which is the yield contest. And that information then comes back to me and is relayed to farmers through our different work groups and through them, you know, just having those conversations at Corn Soy Expo. And what's really cool about that is we can see the diversity of ways that farmers can get to these high yields.
More details available now at wisoybean.org or coolbeans.info.
No change on barrel or block cheese prices yesterday. AA butter gained another half a cent to $3.18.5 per pound. This morning, the September Class 3 milk that goes into cheese up a nickel, $22.35 a hundredweight. December corn's down a penny right now at $3.99. November soybeans are down $3.973. September wheat currently a penny and a half lower at $5.26 a bushel on a Tuesday morning. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high today in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy in the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. Highs in the upper 70s. Same for Thursday, sunny in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We're live on location for the Democratic National Convention here at the United Center in Chicago. Great guest, Trigby Olson from the Lincoln Project, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
forgot that Mino and the Mayor usually use this as their theme.
They do.
This is not Mino and the Mayor.
Our friends up in Green Bay.
We are John and Gordy.
Yeah.
We are John and Gordy. That's right.
WMDX, John and Gordy, 92.7 and 1580 AM. And on your Civic Media app, get a hold of us that way.
That's right. Send us a text.
Yeah, text us or give us a call, and we love to get your text and read some of them on the air here.
Weather today, a cool start, 57 degrees, high near 71, sunshine through the day, just a few clouds here and there. And why were we playing that Rush song? Is that a radio song?
That's the spirit of radio.
The spirit of radio, I thought so. Yeah, it's National Radio Day, so we're celebrating.
Well, I gotta admit,
got some cake and ice cream.
Rush sounds as bad as they always have.
Yeah. Not a
what?
Rush fan?
John, no.
Not what a Getty band Lee? Do you like? Every band that I play, it seems like, oh, God, I hate them.
Well, we have a very eclectic
mix of songs. I don't know where they got the lead singer for Rush, but, you know, they should have put him back.
You don't like Getty Lee?
Somebody else, yeah.
Not a Getty Lee fan.
Huh? No, that voice.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
God. Worst voice in rock and roll.
Oh, boy. Okay. Are you
I'll make sure just to play songs from him now for the rest of the show.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Please don't do that.
All right.
Coming up
even Gordy can't take it.
That's right. Not a big Rush fan. I love their drummer, Neil Peart. He was great. He was fabulous drummer.
Yeah, fantastic.
Passed away a few years ago.
Yep.
Coming up after 7 o'clock, Mount Olympus tickets. We'll be giving those away. And Art Paul Schlosser will join us in our next hour. I can't ever pronounce his last name correctly.
Schlosser. Yeah.
It's hard for me. Can't articulate it well. Schlosser.
It's got a lot of the sounds that we try to avoid.
In radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Pause in the action.
Well, no,
time for the Idiocracy.
Well,
isn't it
is. I was just checking out the latest news, and Charlie Kirk gets into altercation at DNC.
What was he doing there?
Oh, what an idiot!
Covering it for the right wing,
probably. Yeah.
What happened?
Quite the insights.
Did he push the envelope? What did he do?
I don't know. It's just a headline. But why even let this guy near the convention?
He's
a white nationalist.
Yeah. He just went down there to stir things up.
Oh, sure.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, why don't we get to Idiocracy? We have a few really important stories here.
Idiocracy time.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point.
It was.
A dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
That's what happened.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
There you go.
That's it.
Oh, we've got some of that stuff here.
Yeah?
Let's get to, we've heard so much about not taxing tips.
Yeah.
Kamala's on it.
Right.
But she's got a plan because she knows that there are problems with not taxing tips.
Well, what are the problems?
Her plan is to keep it at the lower income levels.
Okay.
Republicans, or Trump, wants to do that for everything.
Hmm.
Well, now I'm going to reveal why.
Thank you.
Ted Cruz transformed Trump's no tax on tips idea into formal legislation. And surprise, surprise, it does nothing for most low-income workers while opening up a huge loophole for highly paid professional service providers to transmute fees into tips. Oh, what? Oh, no. So the fees become tips.
Oh.
And then they don't have to pay taxes on their fees.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But it doesn't affect tipped workers.
So
wow.
Huh.
It does kind of reverse everything and adds a whole new twist to this, right?
I guess so.
Ted Cruz's No Tax on Tips Act gives a far larger tax cut to hedge fund managers, lawyers, and other high income people who recharacterize wages as tips to get zero income tax rates. What?
They've figured it out.
That's it.
Once again, the rich get the breaks.
Right. And then we hear Trump talking about Kamala. Oh, she's stealing my tax cut. Oh, mm-hmm. No, she's actually going to do it the right way.
Right.
Apply it to the people who are on tips.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I saw this story a long time ago, and I thought, well, how come no one's talking about the actual gimmick in this thing?
Mm.
And no one ever has. Now we have revealed it once and for all. I want everybody to spread this story around.
Okay, we will.
It's true.
All right. We'll get it out there.
Doesn't sound true, but it is true.
Okay.
All right, now let's get to Mr. Fantasy World out there, J.D. Vance. Vance is standing by his position that ethnic neighborhoods are a source of crime.
Okay.
Now, we have ethnic neighborhoods all through Milwaukee when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. It didn't seem like I was living in any high crime areas. Maybe I just didn't notice them. You know, the Polish area.
Right.
Not high crime. The German area, not high crime. I don't know. Anyway, he is basing his assumptions about high crime ethnic neighborhoods based on the conclusions of a 2002 Martin Scorsese movie. Now, this is really researched, isn't it? I'm going to go by movie scripts. Gangs of New York, about New York City in the 19th century.
Oh, yeah.
He wants mass deportations to avoid the kind of criminal activity featured in the movie. Oh, God. These guys want to be in charge, right? They want to base American civilization on the movies.
Is J.D. Vance a big movie guy?
I guess so. You know, we had the hillbilly allergy thing. So
Yeah, that's right.
He knows everything about movies.
Okay.
This is a quote from him. Okay. You had this massive wave of Italian, Irish, and German immigration, right? Mm-hmm. And that had its problems, its consequences. Wow, okay. What an observation.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, get rid of them?
Send them back?
Even scarier, he cited a scene about an Irish leader of a gang that believes America should belong to native-born Americans.
Okay.
And opposes immigration. Even at that point in time? Are you kidding me? Now he's doubling down. Illegal immigration creates higher crime rates. We've seen that over the last few years, he says, and I would like to stop it. That's why they want the mass deportations.
Yeah, that's what they're all
about. It's a movie,
now.
For God's sake. It's a movie. God. Just pick a neighborhood. What are you going to do? I mean, you know, how is he going to start
round everybody
that?
Up? Yeah.
How is he going to start it?
How does that work?
That sounds like a Polish neighborhood over there. Yeah. Let's go in. Let's
bring
clear
in the
it
buses.
Out.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go. Everybody on board. Come on.
Or start with the damn cities, right?
Sure.
Because they're just inhabited and infested.
Sanctuary cities.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
So there you go.
That's a great plan.
We're basing an awful lot on a movie.
He's running on that. J.D. Vance. He's going to be in Kenosha today, you know.
Big movie aficionado.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good with that. Kamala is going to be in Milwaukee today. J.D. Vance will be in Kenosha. And we'll be checking in with Catherine Lake a little while down at the DNC. Also, Terry Bell.
That's right.
After 7 o'clock. Okay.
Well, I hope they've got something because now you didn't stay up to watch the speeches at the DNC last night.
I fell asleep, so I've been watching the highlights early this morning. But yeah.
So were you impressed at all?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a big love fest. Everything's going fine. You know, people. Now there were some protesters that broke through some fences last night or yesterday, and they I think they arrested four. Protesters.
They tore down the fences?
Yeah, they tore down a portion of the fence. Now they've reinforced that and added another fence. So now they have two fences. They just keep adding more fences, more layers of fences. You know, the fence companies are really making out like bandits in Chicago.
So how did they do it in Milwaukee?
I don't know.
I didn't hear of any...
I wish I owned a fence company down there.
Dismantling of fences in Milwaukee. Unless, of course, the MAGAs probably...
They weren't going to tear them down themselves.
No.
I mean,
no.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, here it is. Conservative firebrand, they call him. Charlie Kirk found himself in a heated exchange mere moments after entering the DNC in Chicago on Monday.
What a surprise. What,
underscoring the deep political divisions that continue to roil American politics. See, they're making this seem like a big deal, but Charlie Kirk's an idiot. Kirk, he's 29 years old, founder of executive director of Turning Point USA, a conservative youth organization, was confronted by Parker Short, the viral president of the Young Democrats of Georgia, in an intense encounter that quickly went viral on social media. And I haven't seen this yet.
No, me either.
But this should be really interesting. Now, here's the idea with Charlie Kirk. He does tours on our nation's campuses because, you know, free speech on campus.
That's
you don't
right.
want to, you know, silence dissent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So he's made all these appearances on campus. But really, it's a way of projecting himself as a person who had a college education, which he did not.
Oh.
He's a high school graduate.
Okay.
He's an idiot. And and he's making these college appearances to look like somehow, somewhere along the way, he must have attended college, right?
Sure.
But he's an idiot. So he never did go to college, and he makes this appearance every once in a while at college campuses, and now people believe in him, and he's part of a youth organization. Hmm. They like to start with the youth.
Yeah.
You notice that?
Sure, they do.
I mean, Scott Walker.
Right.
Got done being governor, and then he becomes YAF.
Hmm.
Youth. What is that, youth?
I don't know. What does that stand for? YAF?
Young American.
Young Americans Federation.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, back to Charlie Kirk, though.
Yes.
Does he have a radio show or a podcast or
yes,
something?
Yes, he does. He has a podcast, popular podcast.
Okay.
And he's never really says anything important.
Mm.
But he's going after Gen Zs.
Yeah.
And he's going after you, Sam.
He's coming for
he's
me?
He is.
He's coming for you.
I'm going to have to barricade myself in the boardroom here.
You wouldn't be the first.
No.
I don't know.
The altercation, which occurred just outside the United Center, where the convention is taking place, was captured on video and shared on social media. In the footage, Short, this other guy from the Democratic group, can be seen approaching Kirk and questioning him about former President Donald Trump's election results in Georgia. Kirk later posted the video on X, and Newsweek contacted Kirk via online forum and the Young Democrats of Georgia via email, and they got this response from Kirk. Within 30 seconds of walking into the United Center, I was confronted by this guy. Apparently, he's the president of Young Democrats in Georgia.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, oh, not that. Wow. Oh.
Well, did he expect he's just going to walk in, you know, and nobody was going to hassle him?
No. Anyway, it was a big hassle. We'll see it all on X today.
Yeah. Check it out.
And maybe we'll even have audio on that tomorrow.
Possibly. Yeah, I hope so. I'd like to see what he was ranting and raving
about.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's so far, that's the only incident. That and tearing down a couple of fences and a few protesters getting arrested. They did show up. Pretty good numbers. But for the most part, it was peaceful.
And over the weekend, before the convention started, there were a lot of LGBTQ protesters out there.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So that happened, not getting a lot of publicity, but they should have.
Hmm. And last night, Joe Biden was at the DNC.
Yep.
They passed the torch. They were running behind schedule, apparently, like an hour and a half behind.
I have to say that I saw part of Hillary Clinton's speech.
Yeah.
Man, she is still as good as ever.
Yeah.
I'd vote for president. I would.
She said, one quote here I'm seeing, she says, we have Trump on the run now.
Yeah.
That was part of the theme of her speech. We'll have to go back and look at the highlights of that one.
Well, the fact is, you know, she looks like Nostradamus. You know, everything she predicted during the debates, everything happened.
It did. It is 6:49, sunshine today, highs in the low 70s, right now 58 degrees. And coming back with a look at your health on the John and Gordy Show on WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Elf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Elf for the big game. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyElfLounge.com.
Save big money on everything for your next project now at Menards. Finish your wood projects with Cabot Australian Timber Oil. It's perfect for decks, siding, and outdoor furniture while providing maximum penetration, durability, and water repellency. Save big money on Cabot exterior stains to get your staining project started today. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show. Check us out on the Civic Media app. You can get us anywhere in the world. And you can text us or give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. We have just delved into Idiocracy.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you feel a little filthy and feel a little bit dumber after any of those stories.
I know. That's what Idiocracy is all about. Yeah, our number is 608-879-8255. You can call us there. You can text us there. And after 7 o'clock, we'll be giving away a chance to win Mount Olympus tickets. A pair of tickets are up for grabs. We'll do that after 7.
All right.
Okay.
Well, let's get to some health news.
Okay.
It's
you're much healthier now than you were last week. That's the news.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit better today.
You still look white as a sheet cameras.
I look dead on camera.
Something wrong with the lighting on
your
camera.
There really is something wrong there,
something weird.
You know, it's my gift.
What's going on in healthcare news?
Do we have an intro or anything like that, you know, for healthcare?
Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
Mary Poppins. Is that Mary Poppins?
All right.
Okay. Dr. Peterson.
It's nice to know that we have all those medical songs to listen to.
Yes.
This has nothing to do with medicine, but it's children's health, and that's why I'm featuring it in this. There was a really, really, really good news story on WKOW. About Madison College and child care centers closing all over the state. And I thought this would be something to definitely check out. Since the onset of COVID-19, child care centers have been closing by the hundreds in Wisconsin. We have desperately tried to get the GOP, the gerrymandered Republicans in our state capitol, to at least fund some of it. The money's there. We want to do it. Governor Evers has asked them to do it. They have not done it. They haven't found a need to do it. And remember, the reason why they don't do these funding things is because once you give this money away, you hand it out, you're just giving money to people.
Yeah.
People get dependent on it, and they keep asking for more money.
Right.
It's a stupid philosophy.
Need the money.
They need the money.
Yeah.
This isn't something... If society needs to do this for society, then, you know, it's just makes sense, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
But they have this thing in their head where if you start giving free money out, people become dependent on it,
mm-hmm.
and they become dependent on government, and it's our tax dollars, you idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyway, so the loss of any single one of these daycare centers goes mostly unnoticed and gets no headlines, but exploring the recent loss of one provider in Cottage Grove reveals an extended ripple effect that has prompted changes as far as Madison College. And this is a great story. It just shows you how the domino effect takes place. Let's listen.
Right now, Madison College is making plans for how its student teaching placement program will work this fall after a key partner closed.
JT Siskowski has you covered on how a pattern of closing childcare centers is making training Wisconsin educators more difficult.
This is the Goodman South campus of Madison College, and it's here at this school where they're trying to train the next generation of Wisconsin educators. But that job keeps getting more and more difficult as more and more child care centers continue to close.
On Monday, the Learning Ladder in Cottage Grove announced in a post on Facebook it would close due to economic pressures on the industry. It's the latest closure of hundreds like it every year across Wisconsin, as child care providers can no longer afford to stay in business. The closures have ripple effects beyond the kids they teach. Emily Pink is the program director of Madison College's early childhood education program. She knows how the loss of child care centers impact her students.
Post-COVID, we've lost communication with a lot of centers. Centers are closing, and it leaves these big gaps.
She says big gaps because the college partners with the Learning Ladder and centers like it as places for students to get classroom experience. The Learning Ladder was a connection between the college and Cottage Grove.
Now we've got to pivot and either max out the other centers that take them or put them in places that are not their own home community, which is fine, but it's not what's best for those families, those children, to have people that they're working with and building these teachers that are from their community.
Cottage Grove students at Madison College may not be placed in their own community's classrooms, opening opportunities for them to find work elsewhere and leave. While Madison College can send its students elsewhere, not every technical college in the state has the same opportunities.
The ripple effects from these closing child care centers are felt beyond the confines of the Madison College campuses and beyond Cottage Grove. We've got you covered on those ripple effects on WKOW.com.
All right.
There you have it.
Now, you see how it affects everything, especially training for those future individuals who want to go to these child care centers and work within their own communities.
Yeah. It's so important, you know, when the kids are that age to be able to have this for them to go to. And why the Republicans won't release that money is just crazy.
It's just, it doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand that.
Well, you know, they have to give large tax cuts to the wealthy people who pay all the taxes in.
Right.
And the taxes that you and I send in, well, it really don't matter much, you know. Okay, we pay the taxes, we do it so we can get some kind of services, but they don't like to give the services, so they just kind of cycle it, you know.
Yeah.
We send it in and they send it back.
Yeah. And the thing is, with the people that really need that money for child care services, you know, they have to qualify for that, and they have to get requalified for it. It's not like that once they're in forever. They still have to qualify for it once in a while. They have to, you know, they're not trying to scam anybody. They're just trying to get their kids into daycare.
Here we have, you know, Cottage Grove students at MATC.
Yeah.
They're going to go back to their communities and contribute and be a part of the child care facilities in their area. Right. And now they can't because that child care facility is closing down at Cottage Grove.
Yeah.
And that's happening all over the state.
Right.
And no one seems to be picking up on it. It's not an outrage. It's not something we should, you know, get out there and start protesting. But it is.
Yeah, it is.
It is. And, of course, you know, the same thing is happening to medical centers and hospitals in rural areas as well. They're not funding that. We're trying to fund that. We want those places to stay in business.
Yes.
To serve those local communities instead of having somebody who has an emergency, a health emergency, and has to go 50 to 100 miles to get help.
Yeah, and if the parents can't find child care facilities, they have to stay home with the kids.
Yep.
So they can't go work.
They can't go work.
Crazy. Yeah. 6:58 coming up after the 7 o'clock hour. We'll open up the phone lines for our Dells tickets today, Mount Olympus tickets. Also, Art Paul Schlosser coming up on the John and Gordy Show on WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday for the Devil's Advocates. We're here in Chicago. The DNC is the occasion. All the political stars will join us at the table. Devil's Advocates, you gotta listen.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.